you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Zulus for 2000.
Take a look. Here, as on each September 24th, Zulus celebrate a holiday that was named in honor of this warrior leader of the early 1800s. Sarah.
Who is Shaka Khan?
No. Matt.
Who is Shaka Zulu?
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Shaka Khan.
Now, apparently yesterday, Todd, on your favorite show, you and my dad's favorite show, my elderly dad, by the way, somebody did something you're not supposed to do on Jeopardy. I didn't click on it.
I read this.
Did they interrupt?
I don't know. I'm 3 or 4 days behind.
All right. We got to hear that clip.
I watched
Apparently she interrupted Alex and he called her a stupid son of a bitch. Yeah.
I watch my Jeopardy on delay.
Yeah.
I'm usually a good week
it's
behind.
It's in the news every day, man. You got to catch up. Seems like it's in the news every day. Yeah. She apparently broke an unwritten rule. I don't know what it was, Craig. You know anything about it?
Nope.
But whatever.
Yeah.
Making Jeopardy relevant.
Break show's unwritten rule. By the way, if it's unwritten, it's not a rule. Yeah.
See this.
No, but it's an understanding.
This right. bugs me. I go to look this up.
Yeah, it gives no answer, right?
No, there's answers, but yeah. It's watch this video.
Right.
We're just going to tell you. Oh, right. She broke an unwritten rule. She interrupted Alex during a key part of the show.
Okay.
But you got to watch the video to find out.
Yeah.
Just tell me what she did.
I don't do that.
What is the key part of the show?
I don't know. I got to watch the video to find out.
Because it can't be that, you know, they take a break and they come back and they get to know the contestants. That's always uncomfortable. So forever, I've been fast-forwarding through that. I never get to know.
It wouldn't have been that.
The contestants.
Maybe at the end, you know.
Well, I'll have to get caught up.
Yeah.
Well,
and apparently it's the same dummy that said Shaka Khan that interrupted it.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Chaka Khan. Good.
Yeah. Okay, and that one happened a couple days ago.
Yeah. How you doing today, Craig? It's Wednesday. Raring to go.
Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah. It's just that much closer to Friday.
Yeah. I know.
And that much closer to May.
Yeah, I looked at the calendar today, too, for some reason.
A couple
of
days from now,
it's May.
We'll be into May.
Yeah, it's just another week of lockdown. That's all it is.
What do you mean that's all it is?
Man, that's what they just run together, so it doesn't matter what week it is, does it?
I guess you're right.
Once again, we're working. And still, I mean, if you're not working, it's 500 times worse for you because you have no idea. It's just another day.
Right. There's no point of reference.
We have a little bit of point of reference until we get home.
It's Saturday and Sunday. We get to sleep in.
Right.
All right. I got it. She interrupted him during the Final Jeopardy reveals. So he comes back. They go to she was the first contestant, and they reveal her answer for Final Jeopardy. He reads it, and it's wrong, and she jumps in right there and goes, oh, well, I thought it might have been this or this.
Yeah, you don't talk.
Yeah, you don't talk.
Don't talk to Alex during Final Jeopardy.
You don't
Does
talk
look at her like, die, bitch.
You know? Yeah, he kind of, bitch, you shut up.
Man.
Things to do here.
Surprised that doesn't happen more often.
That's a natural tendency. Oh,
yeah.
I'm screwed up. I would have wrote that.
Especially if you're a little bit nervous,
all right.
You're going to start talking.
Right.
Well, and she guessed the right answer. She said, oh, well, I thought it might have been this. And he went, well, yeah, that's the answer. But hadn't gotten to the other two.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's even worse then.
Yeah.
You did screw it up. But then the other two star can't start writing again, then.
No, but she kills all the suspense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of suspense.
Yeah. Well, she won't be back.
She's the one that said Chaka Khan, so she'll always be famous on this program.
I will say, to her defense, as if you watch the video of that, as soon as she says Chaka Khan and he goes, no, she like throws her hands up and throws her head like, oh, I'm an idiot.
Chaka, 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 Chaka Khan.
Zulus for 2000.
Take a look. Here, as on each September 24th, Zulus celebrate a holiday that was named in honor of this warrior leader of the early 1800s. Sarah.
Who is Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan.
Matt.
Who is Chaka Zulu?
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. That's all I want to do.
I want that in everybody's head, walking down the grocery store one way with your mask on. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
I do that anyway.
Yeah. So do I. I know. Yeah. Even with the mask on.
Yeah.
You wore the mask before it was cool.
Well, I made it cool.
Right. You did. You
helped
did.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have, for some reason, that Chaka Khan bit gets stuck in my head occasionally.
Chaka Khan.
That one?
Yeah.
Even before yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, sorry about that.
Yeah, whatever. Well, I don't mind it.
No.
It's one that I don't mind getting stuck in my head.
No, that's a good earworm.
Although I have one.
My favorite Chaka Khan song is Ain't Nobody.
Oh, yeah.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
My favorite, this one's all right.
My favorite Chaka Khan song is...
Now the goose is on the table.
That's not, a, not a Chaka Khan song at all.
Although she should cover that.
I wanted to stick that in your ear. Goose, Anthony Edwards, later on this morning, by the way.
Good.
And also Chad Zumach is going to phone the program.
I kid. I like him.
That's
very
at the
much.
End of the show.
He's
we'll
very good.
Let him talk.
Very good. He is very good. So in Georgia and Tennessee, restaurant owners and customers can go back to the restaurants. They can now reopen
at full capacity.
Or
are they
no.
cutting it down?
No. But it turns out that very few people actually went. 98% drop right. from last year.
Yeah, they're not going to.
No, I understand. A lot of people don't want to interact
with
people.
I don't know what it's like to be blissfully ignorant, but I know a lot of people are. But I saw the video, just two guys sliding into a booth, grabbing their, and no mask on. The waiter had a mask walking over to him. They slid into a booth somewhere in one of those states, grabbed the menus, you know. Start to fit, just like the normal thing. I'm thinking, what? I know somebody's got to do it, but, you know, yeah. I still think it's crazy that just, like, once again, it's because it's my generation. We just didn't care about having long hair. It's just crazy when I see dudes lined up that don't need a haircut. They had to
proclaiming
get
they need a haircut.
Had to get in there and just zip. Oh, it's like an inch off my head. I got to trim it down. You know? And that, yeah, I understand women totally because they get their hair done. It's a lot of gray roots are showing up. You know, even then, you're still too close, I think, when it comes to salons. But just the dudes. They were showing a dude get his hair cut, a white dude, in some small barbershop somewhere down there. He didn't have a mask on. The guy did have a mask on. And it was just, it was right to the bone, basically, this haircut. I'm thinking, dude, I guarantee you didn't need a haircut.
Yeah, but it's all relative. I mean, it's what you're used to. I get it. I'm not saying that people should be so.
Would you go out right now?
No,
plus?
Okay. No, hell no.
No, you're the example because you keep your hair short, but you will let that grow before you go and get your hair cut, right?
But I can understand how it gets annoying because mine is getting annoying to me because and it's not super long, but
it's not long at all.
It's longer than what I'm used to.
But you still won't go in there and do it.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's the only question I'm asking.
No.
Right.
But these guys are being inconvenienced.
Right.
They're used to getting a haircut every 2 weeks
right.
or whatever.
That's it.
And it's breaking up their little routine.
Yeah. Well, once again,
and life is inconvenient for them.
I realize you're
them.
Helping a barber out. I guess I get you're helping the barber out, but he wasn't covered up. The guy wasn't covered. The guy getting the haircut wasn't covered up. So.
No, I think a lot of salon workers.
I would think the barber would want the haircut guy closed up.
Yeah, they're a little nervous about getting back to work, too.
Oh, my God. But the rules are, like Puss said, even in this state, if you still feel nervous, you can't work something out, you can't collect unemployment. I'll say, nope, you can't get that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, Tennessee, one of the states that's reopening the restaurants, pastors in Tennessee.
Oh, the church is such right.
Asking the governor to reconsider.
Just close
they
the door,
say
man.
Reopening, no, to reopening the state. Reconsider oh. opening the state. Okay, they say good. Reopening restaurants and stores unfairly puts the working poor at risk.
Of course it does.
Absolutely.
It does. The rich guys are staying in their houses, man. The white-collar rich guys are not going anywhere.
Yeah, the CEO of Smithfield Foods ain't making you any breakfast sausage anytime soon.
Rich celebrities of both sides of the aisle are staying at home.
Yeah, there's not a lot of millionaires putting themselves on the front line these days.
No, not at all.
Well, it's easier to isolate if you can afford it.
And then tell people to go out and do the frontline stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That and tell other people that they should do the same thing.
Right, right.
If you live in a nice 50,000-square-foot house surrounded by 100 acres.
Yep.
And can afford to take a few days off, a few weeks off, a few months off.
Yeah, a year.
And your net worth is 30, 40 million. But it's easy.
Yeah. To tell people to go back to work.
Think nothing of it.
And die. It's just a number, Craig, but we just passed Vietnam War. Some of you young people don't remember that war. It was a long war. A long war.
Oh, that's nothing compared to the war we're in now. Afghanistan. We've been in that thing for longer than anything.
But we passed Afghanistan a while ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago. Worldwide military spending hit nearly $2 trillion last year. The U.S., hey, we're number one.
Yeah.
We paid more than a third of that $2 trillion.
But not in testing for coronavirus.
Whatever.
It's the only way to keep it from flaring back up this fall really bad is more testing.
The United States.
Tracking. And personal protection equipment. I mean, we wouldn't think twice about, maybe I'm wrong about this, sending guys off to war without being fully equipped.
Well, that's the funny part about it. Remember that dumbass that was Bush's boy?
Yeah.
Rumsfeld.
Yeah.
We send people to the army with what we got, not what we want. Remember that dumbass?
Yep.
People were buying flak jackets for their sons.
Oh, that's right.
In the early 2000s to go to war.
I forgot. We don't even take care of our soldiers anymore.
That was also a Republican administration.
What the hell?
But that every time you mention it, I keep thinking Rumsfeld saying that crap. But you're right, though, Todd. I know what you're trying to say there. Yeah.
We were ill-prepared for this.
Speaking of rich guys, I hope our governor's having lunch and dinner outside his house at a restaurant Monday. And go to a barbershop, get his head shined, whatever he does there.
Yeah, I think he gets it polished every once in a while. But yeah, I think you should crank out a few breakfast sausages for me.
That's right.
Go down to one of them meat plants.
Oh, that's right.
No, you can't close those things.
No, you can't.
No.
The president ordering the meat processing plants to stay open.
Nah, he knows they're illegal Mexicans. He doesn't care.
But you can't tell somebody, you got to stop what you're doing and make personal protective equipment.
No, you can.
You got to stop doing and start making test kits for the coronavirus.
Yes, you can.
You can do that, can't you?
Order that now. Ordered it a month ago.
What's it called? The National Defense Act?
Yep.
Which a lot of companies gladly did back in the World Wars.
Yep.
But now that's going to cut into their profits.
Exactly.
We can't do that.
You can demand it now.
We got to give the Lakers a $5 million small business loan.
Well, they suck, that's why. Actually, they're pretty good, but they're not going to go anywhere this year.
$5 million doesn't even pay for a guy on the bench. No.
This executive order that Trump signed would label the workers at the meat packing plants essential employees who need to keep working.
Because I need my meat.
But we are working with the Labor Department to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, right.
You think there's a little communication issue going on at a lot of the meat packing plants?
Well, there's always somebody in charge that speaks Spanish, I'm sure. I mean, that's what...
No, I don't think that.
Yeah. I don't think so either.
I think there are. I think there's...
No, they don't get paid unless they show up.
Language
that's why they're
barriers.
Up.
And they're not communicating the urgency of this situation. Or they don't understand it.
Well, they're dying, so their friends are dying. Or getting really, really sick, so they understand it.
Yeah, I do not
no,
think
No, I don't think so either.
There.
Okay.
This
no.
guy's in charge.
Well, they got no choice.
No.
They
no. got
to go to work.
They have no choice.
The good news.
Please.
Kanye's now a billionaire.
No, I don't care about that. He's also a
that
scumbag.
Doesn't mean it's not great news.
He's also a scumbag.
It's good news for him.
Yeah.
He is the second rapper to be a billionaire.
Jay-Z the first?
Yep.
I was going to say maybe Dr. Dre.
Speaking of people with money, though, there's a nice meme out there going around that shows all these celebrities and how much they've given, and all these mega preachers how much they've given.
Is that true?
Oh, I'm sure it
you
is.
You can't try. You can't say that a meme is true. That you're
no,
sure
true.
A meme is true.
True. But you know the mega.
Although that's where a lot of people get their news.
Yeah.
Right.
I just thought it was cool.
A lot of people are sure that memes are true, and they may not be.
Yeah, you might want to fact check that one. Although it seems believable. But that's all it takes anymore is a meme to seem believable, and then it becomes news.
Forbes says that the Yeezy fashion and shoe brand alone made over $1 billion last year.
Yeah, that Yeezy crap. Yeah, my son wouldn't want a pair of those. Didn't get one. $1,500.
Not a billionaire because of his music.
No.
He's a billionaire because of his business ventures outside of music.
Kim Kardashian's net worth... A paltry third of that.
Yeah.
She's not even trying.
$300
million? Well, $350. Yeah.
Yeah, they got cash.
Paltry.
They'll get by.
I hope so.
They're going to be all right. Those crazy kids.
I hope
so. I worry about their kids.
Right.
What are their kids going to do?
What are they going to do, man?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of world are we giving?
Kanye.
Yeah. Well, what kind of life are they going to leave for their kids? I mean, you know.
Everything.
Oh, that's right.
A really cool life.
All of it.
Yeah, all of it.
A hole in the ozone that formed over.
I never understood that fact when people, I realize this is really serious money, but you hear about people that have money that say, I'm not leaving my kids anything. I'm going to make them work for it. Why? Because you went down the struggle their whole life. Try to make a living
and bull. You are leaving something.
Right? Exactly. You're leaving enough where they'll never be wanting for anything.
Right.
They still might want to work because you're bored. If you don't work, I get
you might
that.
Not give them $100 million, but you're going to give them a leg.
If I had a ton of money, my kids would get the money, so they wouldn't have to.
Doesn't
do
it seem like a lot of those...
to pay the rent and do any of that? Because all that stuff takes away from the other stuff that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of those rich dicks seem like they're holding it over their kids' heads.
I don't know. We don't know what's happening inside those houses.
No,
you know, a lot of those people probably say, listen, I want you to really work at this. So someday you might want to run this company or someday, you know, you don't really inherit talent. A lot of times you don't.
Well, it's possible that they have POS kids.
True. Eventually. Yeah, you're right. But there's POS kids that grow with poor families and rich families.
Absolutely.
So it isn't like you're just,
so it's still random.
You can still
and
be a rich.
Yeah, that happens to rich people,
right,
too.
Yeah, you can be a rich kid and not be a piece of crap.
You can
and
be.
And you can be also a poor kid who's not a bootstraps kid and also a piece of crap.
Absolutely.
You know? Right, so.
But it still works out. A rich kid can be a POS.
Yeah, you can say, I'm glad I did it on my own. Well, why? Wouldn't you rather have a bunch of cash? You know.
Well, then you can lord it over other people.
Yeah,
I made mine.
Yeah, if you're really into that.
Silver spoon.
Somebody has to go to work. I said that Sunday night again. Yeah, didn't go over so well.
Yeah, out loud you said that?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I just was in a particularly pissy mood because of the global pandemic, like Nick says. And we all go in waves.
Yes.
I mean, total waves. There are days where I'm, especially when I'm home and I can deal. I'm happy for minutes and a half hour at a time, you know. But then the waves kick in. And Sunday night, wave kicks in because normally it wouldn't really kick in for me if it was normal times because I like being at work. I like doing the show. I still do once I'm here.
Yes.
But I'm thinking, man, I still just want to sit here and drink and not wake up tomorrow morning. You know, it's because of the pandemic, right?
I'd like to think.
Yeah.
It's certainly a factor.
Something
that's
I just,
what we're blaming
I
it on
said,
now.
I said, it's getting late. I got to go to bed. I said, somebody's got to work. And probably the wrong term. And, you know, but still, I said it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I said, well, I didn't really take it back.
Well, it is true. Someone does have to work.
Yes, exactly. Now, she's lucky enough. She's actually getting paid for 2 months and not having to work outside the house. She's actually working inside the house.
Did they mount a posse and come after
well,
you?
Well, the kids have nothing. Of course, they got school.
Torches and pitchforks?
No. I lorded over them. like Craig said.
But your daughter had a job previous to the pandemic,
oh, yeah,
didn't she?
Yeah, she did. At a restaurant, yeah.
A hole in the ozone that formed over the Arctic Circle this spring and eventually grew to the largest ever has closed. Scientists tracking the 11-mile hole made the announcement saying the hole was caused by a strong Arctic polar vortex rather than human activity.
The
recovery, therefore,
The
recovery, therefore, cannot be traced to the reduction in pollution due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Oh, that's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Because I read this yesterday.
Now, keep in mind that normally these types of stories always end with climate change, human done. Always. This one does not.
It's polar vortex.
It's polar vortex. And they say that the COVID-19 and the associated lockdowns probably had nothing to do with this.
There was a... pictures of L.A., though, you'd be depressed if you read this Facebook post. You know, I would just show them like a year ago, 6 months ago, and then now how clear L.A. looks. And, of course, the rednecks in the middle of the country got on there and discounted it.
What'd they say?
It would have depressed
you.
It didn't matter. It would have depressed you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. There were some cool people in there that got that the reason it's clearing up is because we're not running cars and engines right now, blah, 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 in L.A. But there were people in there just go, hey, it's a piece of ass, L.A., and it's probably would have been dirty, maybe, whatever.
Liberals, California.
Yes, Craig, I know you're not on social media, but I have to inform you where the rest of us have to live sometimes. Because I think sometimes you think everything's cool, people aren't that idiotic. Yeah, they are. Yes, they are, and
I
no,
do.
It's not cool. Right.
I do.
I know you do.
I'm
kind of glad you live in that world.
I
so find
that I live in this world.
You
that,
do. You do.
Yeah, people aren't
that, stupid.
Yes, they are.
Yes,
and
they
there's
are.
A lot of them.
A lot.
Yeah. It's good you're not, though.
Somebody's got to be
we'll take that
innocent.
Bullet for
yeah,
you.
Craig's the innocent person.
Yep. Always have been. Well, always wanted to be.
But I really want to believe that people aren't as stupid as what's reflected on the social media.
Oh, I do too. And I think in general they're not.
I tend to dwell on the stupid ones.
Yeah, so do we all do.
Yeah.
That's just normal.
I think you're right, Todd.
But if you really notice those stupid ones, just overwhelmingly people attack those people in general.
Yeah.
You know, trying to keep a brave face here.
Kansas health authorities say that a man drank cleaning product over the weekend.
Yeah.
The state health officer, Lee Norman, said that a fellow over the weekend drank a product because of the advice he received.
Yep. From?
Norman did not identify where the man had gotten this really bad advice.
Yeah, I don't know where he could possibly have heard that.
Yeah.
Experts say that drinking bleach or any other type of disinfectant is, what's this word? Dangerous and possibly fatal. Lysol and the makers of other disinfectant products have also come out and said, do not consume the products. The Kansas Poison Control Center has reported a more than 40% increase in cleaning chemical cases.
I love the poorly educated.
Yeah, I saw it somewhere else, too. Some guys drank some Clorox. That was, I forget, it might have been back east somewhere.
Astounding that they have to step forward and tell you not to.
Well, people do listen to that guy.
Oh, it's astounding that people step forward and say you should.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's the main thing.
Craig said.
I'll give you that.
The leader of the free world. Well, that's Angela Merkel.
He didn't say that. You took him out of context, and he was just being sarcastic.
Yeah,
and let me think of 18,000 other excuses for my dumbass leader. I'll come up with some
more. They got more.
After the break.
They got more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.